This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, guys, the numbers are in from President Donald Trump's address to Congress a week ago. Last Tuesday night's address drew in 36.6 million viewers. That's a lot, you would think, right? Now, this is according to Nielsen. Well, that number is lower than any of Donald Trump's previous four messages to Congress. The highest rating for a presidential address belongs to Bill Clinton, who drew a whopping 66.9 million viewers. This is back in 1993. Yeah.
And not showing these numbers.
Yeah, because, you know, he always is fascinated by crowd size anyway. And he always, you know, goes overboard. So he probably won't be too happy with this one.
I don't know, man. This is a heck of a situation to be in. That's all I can tell you. And man, y'all better buckle up, cause this dude, he's a long way from being through. But have you seen now? Starting to reel in Elon Musk. They started, cause, you know, Rubio mad at him, the other dude mad at him. They getting tired of Elon.
So his day as
what you call him, Elon?
Yeah, he calls him Elon. His day
as
Elon.
And then you see that spaceship that he wrote, that second one that them blew up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why people be talking about riding up in this spaceship stuff they be talking about. Man, it don't. Two of his them blew up. When I'm getting on that?
Well, you know.
Don't get on them doggone submarines. Remember that?
Yeah.
Man. And Tesla. Stock is falling down. People turning in Teslas because they don't like him.
Well, so you were saying they're separating. You know, they're not getting as close as they were because a lot of people are mad at him, Trump and him. You said it's just a matter of time before they
part ways.
Yeah, I told you
that, man. It's just a matter of time when Trump gonna reel him in. Because Trump not finna let you appear bigger than him. Vance gonna open up his mouth one time too many times, too. He gonna shut him down. He gonna take that eyeliner off and everything. I ain't never seen a vice president wear eyeliner. Ain't nobody gonna mention this?
We're the only ones that see it.
I know his eyelids round. His eyes is pink. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you forget that you have it on and you rub your eyes and it's all a mess all over your eyes. All right, moving on. Into some really bizarre news. On Saturday in Inglewood, a CarMax customer deliberately drove into the dealership, hitting employees and several customers. According to CarMax reps, the man had his vehicle appraised before the incident occurred. No further details were provided. LAPD reported that after driving through the showroom of CarMax, the suspect attempted to flee from police. He is in the custody of the Inglewood Police Department. department right now. Several people were hit and wounded, leaving two people critically injured. People are, this is kind of crazy, don't you think?
So his car wasn't worth what he wanted it to be worth?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, they were probably off by about $300-$400. You know what? But it sounded like, though, he had figured on getting thousands more. That's what it sounded like. Because he came through one door and went out the other door.
How do you do that, though?
This dude was clowning.
How do you do this? This is crazy.
Because this is a scenario I think happened. He had a figure in his mind. Mm-hmm. CarMax is not going to ever give you what your figure in mind is.
Ever. Never.
Because they're going to take your car and resell it for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go to CarMax because you can get an instant quote. You need money now.
Right.
It's a great system they got at CarMax.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really like a really pimped out pawn shop for cars.
Yeah, you're never going to agree on the price, you and CarMax. You're never going to. You're right.
We give you $3,200 right now. I'm just saying, $3,200 right now.
He need eight.
Yeah.
To stay out of jail.
Where's this five going to come from?
Let me tell you something.
He needs eight.
He in there talking about, man, you see these seats? They ain't got nothing on them.
What happened when he got in that car after that fight? What was he thinking when he got in that car?
Oh, okay.
$3,200.
Oh, okay. $3,200, need eight. I'm going to tear this $5,000 dough down.
That was crazy.
I'm going to show you eight.
Yeah. The people in CarMax, though, I mean, everybody just had to just think this was just...
Get out of the way.
Yeah, just move. All right, and now we move to
I bet
this.
The next appraisal at CarMax going to be a little bit higher.
They're going to reassess.
Hey, sir.
Make a price adjustment.
What number did you have in mind?
Something you've never heard before at CarMax, yeah. And finally, guys, on Friday, South Carolina killed a death row inmate. His name was Brad Sigmund. This is the first firing squad execution in the U.S. in like 15 years. Sigmund was 67. His death is the fourth firing squad execution in U.S. history. Sigmund chose the firing squad.
He requested that.
Yeah.
Wow. You can do that.
He didn't want the other methods. Lethal injection or the electric chair. He didn't want that. Yeah.
So they put a hood on your head and then they put a round circle over your heart.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.